victim of the shooting and a lawyer, and actually I'm co-counseling with Robert Eglet on these cases. I mean, this is a bullying tactic and an intimidation tactic to dissuade or discourage these victims from filing this lawsuit, plain and simple.
Tuesday's Mega Millions jackpot is the fifth highest ever at $512 million. A one-time lump sum payment cash option would be right around $300 million. Of course, your chance of hitting the jackpot is really slim, 1 in 302 million. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NFL training camps are opening this week, and the NFL's anthem problem is not going away. That's at least according to former Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens. He joined Fox Business to share his opinion on the NFL and who he believes they're really looking out for.
Unfortunately, we have a league that is not about compassion for the black community. It's not about empathy for the black player, and it's not about patriotism or free speech. Matter of fact, I asked Jerry Jones about free speech. They fined him $2 million because he stood up against the commissioner last year. This is about a global reach, my friends. It's about a corporation that understands that they need to get past the American market. Just run some numbers by you. The NFL capped out at $13 billion a couple years ago. Last year, the last 2 years, they lost 20% of their viewership. They're down $30 million in ad revenue. And yet they're projecting $25 billion by in the next 9 years with their global reach. And they just paid, again, a commissioner $40 million. $36 million of that is based on growth incentives. So how do they get there? They have to demean the American, the NFL brand. They have to show the divisiveness so it can be attractive to countries like Germany and China and Mexico and wherever they want to go.
Really?
That does not get excited about the American brand.
Earlier this summer, the NFL did announce a new national anthem policy. Now that policy has since been put on hold so the players and the NFL can negotiate. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com. At the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Greetings, warriors, veterans, and America-loving citizens from sea to shining sea. Welcome to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Hoo-ah! The Frontlines of Freedom team really appreciates you joining us this fine day in America. United American Patriots support our brave American troops who, for wildly inappropriate reasons, have been jailed for murder by our military because they shot the enemy in combat. That sounds crazy, but it's true. If you find this beyond belief like I did, check their website, unitedpatriots.org. Here's what we have for you this hour. First, former Navy SEAL Mark Hertel will join us to discuss the SEALs Odyssey Tour. Then veterans Steve Elam and Bill Dietz will discuss why we all should be writing books. And of course, we'll conclude with our weekly mailbag, military history, and our Armed America Report. Troops, I welcome your comments and questions. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the show former Navy SEAL Mark Hertel. Mark was with us a couple of months ago to discuss his excellent book, Sierra 2. Well, Mark is doing a great deal more than writing excellent books. He now offers his SEALs Odyssey Tour. So, welcome aboard, Mark.
Thank you very much, Denny. It's a pleasure to be here.
Mark, you were first a Marine and then a SEAL. Give our listeners a quick overview of your military service.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, growing up as a kid, my dream was to be a warrior and to be the best of the best. And I chose a path for myself. I started with the Marines as a kind of a rite of freedom, a rite of passage, I should say. Rite of passage by going to Parris Island, becoming a Marine. I became a forced reconnaissance Marine and then took it another step further and went into the Navy SEALs. And I was not disappointed. I wasn't disappointed in either branch of the service. It was an awesome path as a warrior.
Well, if you're achieving your goals and you're moving forward and you're doing noble and worthy things, life's pretty good. Okay. So you've been a SEAL, you know what you're talking about, and then you began a company that makes great gear that our military uses. Talk about that company.
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking about that. Yes, I ended up getting out of the service, and I created a bag, basically out of the back of a little mini sub, the SEAL SDV, and went spatially, created this little box style bag, and ended up selling over 250,000 of them to the military. Just a great blessing. And so it's been a very successful path. And what I'm doing is I took it one step further beyond selling the bags. It turned out to be the Marine Corps replacement sea bag. So it's called the Deployer. So if any of your listeners out there have deployed with the Force Protector Gear Deployer, that's me and my team. And I actually created another product, which is a heat-reflective blanket. We call it the Tough Blanket right now. And I'm actually taking this full circle, and I've created this product in order to sell. The proceeds are going to a tour that I have created that I'm taking across the country with other veterans like myself.
Okay. Is that the SEALs Odyssey Tour we're about to talk about?
Yes, sir, it is. Yes. That's, you know, to me, it's the secret in life, and I know you believe in this the same way because of what you're doing for us veterans, sir, and that is bring things around full circle. We start out early in our path. We do the best we can. We surround ourselves with great people. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to look at how we reflect in our lives and what we've done for others. And that's where we are now. You know, that's where we are now is looking at this is what we've done with our lives, and how can we prepare the next generation of our nation's protectors? And that's what the SEALs Odyssey Tour is all about. You know, I create the bags. The products I've created were to protect warfighters. And now it's to take those proceeds from protecting warfighters and using it in a way that we can basically get around the country and address. We're doing is going to school-age kids. You know, basically we start at the high schools and basically start with a tour showing that you too can dare to dream, you can face your fears, and you can accomplish those dreams. Never give up.
That's a vital message that everybody has to learn, and some people of all ages have never learned. And so,
it is. You know, I think, Danny, I think part of the challenge there that I've noticed, I've worked with over 200 students so far in beginning the process, and it's a mentorship process. And, you know, I think one of the key things that we're doing is that instead of projecting, we don't just project this scary persona with a big beard to young kids, because they look at that and they look up to it, but they think, I can never do that. You know, it's that unobtainium. And we basically break that veil. And we're human just like them. We were kids just like them. You know, we dreamed. And, you know, that's how we grow up. And it's the reward of growing up and accomplishing your dreams. What a great feeling that is, to be able to contribute back. So it's real inspirational for the kids. You know, get your head out of the cell phones and the iPads and get out in the real world and scrape your elbows and bruise your knees, you know.
That sounds scary. Get your head out of your cell phone. I don't know if that'll work. This is Colonel Denny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom, and we're discussing the SEALs Odyssey Tour with former SEAL Mark Hertel. Mark, the tour, describe the tour. If the SEALs Odyssey Tour comes to some place, somewhere near a person, what will happen? How long does it take? Who's involved? Talk about it.
Yeah, thank you. Well, it's a stage production, and what we do is we take it to high schools, or we take it to venues nearby high schools where schools can bus in students. And what you get is basically it's a setting. It's a campfire setting. It's real similar to the TV show Survivor when they go in for the tribal council. You know, there's a setting on purpose where you have a campfire. And what we do is we have the basic simulated fire with the lighting and the sound and the music. And speakers get up to the fire, just like the old-time warriors used to do around the fire after a battle. You know, they were writing history, you had to tell history. It's like a bard. And it was your responsibility as a warrior to tell your story and tell it truthfully. You know, don't embellish it, because they were relying on words at the time. And so you get up and you tell your story and you make it sincere. And I think it's a very resonant platform. So that's SEALs Odyssey. It's basically we take this little plug and play. We have a Sprinter van that we travel the country with, and we plug it into venues nearby. We just played at a place called Foss Seaport Museum down in Olympia. And it's an old museum, and we converted it into our stage and brought the kids in, and it was a fantastic venue.
Okay. So how long does this last? Is this a part of a day, a full day?
Oh, yeah. We keep it, you know, it's a two-hour venue, so the idea is high impact and full value, so that we come in, you set the stage. When everybody comes in, it's actual live music that we're playing, and they sit down, and the lighting is in there, and boom, boom, boom. You know, the objective is to give you an immersive experience in the time of a movie, that you would take kids to a movie. So it seems like it's a very good platform from an attention perspective.
Okay. Who physically is there? Who are the people that are on the stage? Who are the people that are interacting with the students that are there?
Yeah, thanks for asking. That's what I do is I actually have, going back to my SEAL team days, I graduated from class, Bud's class 207, and my class leader, Sam Havelock, started an organization called SOFX, Crossroads of the Special Operations Forces, so SOFX. .com. And it's really, it's a crossroads. It's basically where all of us former soft guys network with. It's like a LinkedIn for special operations guys. So basically, I've teamed up with my old buddy from the SEAL teams to create a network of other special operations personnel to basically plug and play, so that we're taking this schedule and we can coordinate talent and people of all these various backgrounds, and protectors, you know, is our primary thing. And so basically, teamed with my buddy Sam, we're putting together a core group that's always changing and evolving, which is really refreshing, because you never really know who's on the other side of that fire until all of a sudden he starts to tell this story. And it's really captivating. It's fun, great to be a part of, too, because it's a great brotherhood, you know, and sisters, you know, having brothers and sisters out there relaying stories. And it's not just, I think the key thing about SEALs Odyssey and about our stories at the fire, one of the rules is that it's not about yourself. You're telling the story of other heroes that we've encountered along the path. We could tell their story because, you know, a lot of these people aren't around anymore.
You know, that's true. And there's more to hear about this, too. This is Denny Gilliam on Front Lines of Freedom. We will continue this discussion of the SEALs Odyssey Tour with Mark. So stay with us. Troops hit the deck right now and rest. The starting position for the push-up is called the front-leaning rest. Get into the front-leaning rest and think patriotic thoughts. Stay there till we return. We want you to lean and mean.
In accordance with U.S. flag code, all Spartan Ash retail stores collect customers' old, worn, faded, and/or frayed American flags. In partnership with local veterans groups, we properly retire the flags we collect, a program we have offered since Veterans Day 2015.
It's a part of Spartan Ash's commitment to patriotism and serving our military heroes and their families. To find a store near you, visit SpartanNash.com.
This is Marine Vet Skip Coria with your home defense tip of the week. According to the U.S. Department of Justice, your front door is the number one preferred entry point for home invaders. On average, it takes 5 seconds to break down your solid steel security door. To prevent this, reinforce your door frame by doubling the 2x4s and by using longer, case-hardened screws to attach the hinges to the door frame. This is just one more way to keep your family safe. For more useful tips on home and personal defense, visit HomeDefenseShow.com.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thanks for joining us today on Frontlines of Freedom. We're continuing our conversation with former SEAL Mark Hertel. We've been discussing the SEALs Odyssey Tour. Mark, I like some of the things that I've read on your website about some of your leadership topics. I think the three that I liked the most were perform in the moment, balance your team, and never leave a teammate behind. I want to talk about those and how those fit into the tour.
Yes, you know, those are all key core values of centering yourself. I think, you know, what we like to do is to have your battle site zero. is what we refer to it. And I know a lot of your listeners can relate to that. And that's one of our challenges with breaking that veil, as I say, we get to these younger audiences, because what we're trying to do is give them a point of reference that you always have that position of strength, that you're dealing with all of life's challenges. So if you hold that position of strength, and all those positions of strength, that's your core value. So keep your feet planted on the ground and never vary from those core values, and you will succeed. And it comes back to those 3 points you just mentioned, and especially never leave a teammate behind. The perfect example of create a core value and do not compromise that core value, because you're not only compromising yourself, but you're compromising your team and the ones around you that are depending on it. And it's a very valuable message.
And, you know, these are combat-type statements, but they work in every part of life, don't they?
They really do, you know, and I think that's the main thing we're doing is, again, it's bringing the conversation down to what's obtainable for these young audiences, that we can take these life experiences and turn them into real valuable working lessons in real life, and not do it in a way where we're just flexing our muscles and trying to be intimidating, but saying, you know, you're on the path with us, and you're a team member, and we're counting on you, and we're looking at you to have those same values, because you're the next generation. You're the next generation of the nation's protectors. So we've got to count on you. Leaving this presentation today, that's what we leave you with. We leave you with that thought of us depending on you to keep your feet firmly planted in the ground, never compromise your values, and never give up.
And that is truly effective, because if I'm on your team and I know you will never abandon me, and you know I will never abandon you, we can work more boldly and more effectively.
Yes, sir. There's no room for gray area when you're a protector. You need to be black and white, straight up with people. If people understand your values and who you are and that they can count on you, you'll get that back. It will be returned.
And it's a pleasure to return it to people who have that. So it's not a burden. It's a joy to be part of a team that has those values. So what you're really talking about, aren't you, is building strong teams on strong values, and it's a win-win-win situation.
Yes, sir. One of the stories I tell is just as me as a little kid, and I had a little island in my backyard, a little pond, and I would go out there and I would defend my island. You know, I would sit on my island and I would say, I will defend my island at all costs. And that was my little pretend world. And as I grew up, I ended up in that combat situation where I did have to say, I will not fail. I will protect my island. And we draw it into the bigger perspective of the country, you know, and this country is our island, and we will protect it at all costs. And when you have a core group of people that will never compromise their values to protect our island, that is strength. That's a protector. And to me, that's a great inspiration to be protectors for our country.
Well, you know you can trust your teammates. And,
yes,
and you don't have to kid yourself into the fact that we have a perfect country and all that kind of stuff. We don't.
Right, yeah.
But it's certainly the best place in the world to live. It's where we live. And if we won't stand up for it, who will?
Exactly.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Front Lines of Freedom. We're discussing the SEALs Odyssey Tour with Mark Hertel. Mark, as I understand it, when your team does a presentation, local facilities, local communities can personalize it by bringing in other speakers and that sort of thing, too. Does that happen often?
Oh, it does. And what's great is that we're getting, we build the spectrum from, like I said, my core group is people I have a common experience with is the special operations, but we expand the network to protectors in general. And so we end up bringing in law enforcement, doctors, nurses,
teachers with fantastic stories. And so that's another strong element of the SEAL's odyssey. It's, again, it's the odyssey of protectors, and not just from a military perspective. Parents, you know, we brought in parents. I had a Gold Star mom give a presentation, and her story just brought the room down. I mean, just, you know, a little old lady gets up to the campfire and starts her story, and everybody's in tears 30 seconds later going, my God, what an amazing woman. And so it is. It's a very fulfilling venue to basically set the fire and let people tell a story.
Well, certainly there's a real story. Let's talk about how listeners who might want to plug into the tour, get it scheduled or whatever, how can they find out more? How do people plug into you?
Roger. Yeah, so basically I have the website, and it's called SEALsOdyssey.com. So SEAL, SEALsOdyssey.com. And that gives a full rundown of what we're doing with the tour and how other people can also get involved with us to help propagate this across the country. And that's what we're looking for right now is other people that share the same common core principles we do and want to help see this thing happen and get to as many people as possible. You know, we say it's for the kids, but the parents show up and we get the whole family unit involved. And that's to what we're looking for, is basically other teammates to help us get this message out to families and kids across the country.
Well, I totally agree with the importance of that, because the family values are what we need, because that's how they'll persist. They're certainly not going to get it from schools or other kind of stuff.
Right.
But they sure will through families. So families are incredibly important to make an understanding.
Yeah, and team members too, Danny. And it's just like this and what you're doing. And like I say, I appreciate this so much, just giving us the venue here to be able to get the message out, let others know about this. And so we appreciate you being on the team as well, very much, sir.
Well, I want to be part of your team. It's important to me. Mark, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for your service to our nation. Back when you're in uniform, but thank you for what you're doing now. You're building our country. I appreciate you, brother.
Right on. Thank you, Danny. Thank you very much.
Coming up next on Frontlines of Freedom, we're going to discuss writing a book with two veterans who have begun writing books. Then we'll open our weekly mailbag. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Troops, it's time for one-arm push-ups. Start with a dozen, then stand at ease, but do stay in the area.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Technology is changing the car buying process, as many now start their search online. In fact, a recent survey found that 44% of consumers are comfortable shopping for a car via the internet. If you're planning to buy a car this summer, consider exploring digital tools designed to improve your car buying experience. Bank of America's mobile car shopping tool makes shopping for and financing a car easier and more efficient, so you can spend more time enjoying the summer. John Schleck for Bank of America.
Car shoppers can now seamlessly integrate their shopping and financing experience all in one place, either on the go or in the comfort of their own homes. Using the mobile car shopping tool, our clients can actually select new or used cars, all from participating dealers, estimate a monthly payment, and even apply for a Bank of America car loan on the specific car they're looking at, all prior to their dealer visit.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump spoke in Kansas City at the VFW National Convention. The president had a message for everyone who served in the Korean War.
I know we're joined today by many incredible veterans of the Korean War. Thank you for your courageous service. We're also working to bring back the remains of your brothers in arms who gave their lives in Korea. And I hope that very soon these fallen warriors will begin coming home to lay at rest in American soil. That's starting the process.
The Sexual Offenders Assessment Board is recommending to the court that Bill Cosby be classified as a sexually violent predator. Following his conviction, state law requires Cosby to register as a sex offender, and the possible predator classification would result in increased treatment in prison and increased notification of neighbors when and if he is released. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent. If you are a spouse or a USAA member, you can get a reward of between $350 and $6,000 when you buy or sell your next home. This also applies to the children and grandchildren of current USAA members. Call Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker to learn more. He can be reached at 908-238-0118. That's 908-238-0118.
Welcome back to Frontlines of Freedom. I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. I really do welcome your comments and questions, troops. Contact me through frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. A Frontlines of Freedom salute to one of our show's sponsors, Spartan Nash, and their military division, MDV. Spartan Nash is a Fortune 400 company and the fifth largest distributor of food in our great country. They've been honored as a veteran-friendly employer with over 800 associates, self-reporting as veterans, guardsmen, or reserves. MDV is the leading distributor of grocery products to U.S. commissaries around the world. And in 2017, they were selected by the Defense Commissary Agency to be the exclusive supplier of Freedom's Choice and home-based brands to our commissaries. Learn more or check out career opportunities at SpartanNash.com. Now it's a pleasure to welcome to Frontlines of Freedom two friends, vets, and fellow authors, Navy vet Steve Elam and retired Army Colonel Bill Dietz. And yes, we're going to talk about our book and why you should write your book. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Well, thank you, Colonel Gillum. It's a pleasure.
And Bill?
Colonel, it's a pleasure. And I want to just add thank you for being an American.
Hey, I was born that way, but I'm sure proud of it.
You betcha.
Steve? Your turn. Give us a quick overview of your military service.
Oh, sure. I'd be pleased to. So I joined the Navy out of high school in 1976 to try to take a boy and make him into a man. It was a great experience. I trained as a gunner's mate technician, specializing in anti-submarine warfare and a member of a nuclear weapons handling team, and went to sea. And after almost 5 years of being active, then I ended my term and moved to settled in Washington State, where I met my wife, and here I am today, lo these many years later.
Hey, you survived it and are still contributing. Bill, what's your story?
Well, I joined the military in 1971, got my commission as a second lieutenant in the MP Corps, and rose up through the ranks, went to CID school. I did 2.5 years as in the infantry, and then realized that the Army gave us air-conditioned vehicles, so I went back to the MP Corps and rose through the ranks and received my promotion in the last 18 months I was in to full colonel.
Okay. Steve, I've read your book, Backslide. Indeed, we're going to give away a copy of it at the end of the show. Talk to us about it. How'd you write it? Why'd you write it? What did it take to put it together? You had some interesting subplots running through that.
Well, the way that I saw it was that our military folks and veterans, they all deserve a great shout out. And that was kind of my way of giving back a bit for being thankful to my time in the service. Like I say, you know, I went in a boy, came out a man, and it was a safe place to learn and grow. over the years, the things that I learned in the Navy helped me as, in my career and as a father and a husband and that sort of thing. After I retired from the Washington State Legislature, I decided, I wanted to write a book. And I thought best to write about the things that I knew about and were nearest and dearest to my heart. And so I came up with a good drama line and some good military action type stuff and sought to create a story that would be realistic to sort of the common man out there who serves his country and then comes back home and may find any number of things, anything from tragedies to maybe a new career. In this case, for purposes of art, I chose, a returning veteran, a former Navy SEAL who had been accused of something he didn't do and ended up serving time. He came back to tragedy. And so that certainly served the drama line. And then eventually he was able to use his skills to discover the bad guys and, of course, do away with them and essentially save America.
How long did it take you to write that book from concept to send it to a publisher?
Yes, probably the first one was more like about 3 years. I actually started the book Backslide in 1995, only got so far with it because of having five kids and a busy career at the legislature and so forth, and that kind of put it down. But when I picked it back up in about 2011, at that point I was able to spend a good solid year writing the book, and then a little bit more time after that editing it and that sort of thing. So from time start to finish, when I really got hot on it, about 2 years.
Okay. This is Colonel Denny Gillum on Frontlines of Freedom, and we're discussing writing books with Bill Dietz and Steve Elam. Bill, your turn. Talk about a book you've written.
Well, I met Steve on the way home from Baghdad.
Oh.
I worked as an independent contractor there. I was the deputy director, the deputy program manager for logistics and security for the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. I wasn't in the military at that time. We were contracting with the State Department. And on my last trip home, and that was my last trip, I met Steve in the airport in Chicago, and we decided to sit next to each other. We got to talking, and it was the shortest trip from Washington, D.C., from Washington to Chicago. It was the shortest trip I've ever had. I found this gentleman to be soothing, knowledgeable, and a good friend. When I got off the plane, he presented me with a copy of the book. About 6 months later, I get this call from a guy wanting to know if I wanted to go to breakfast. We went to breakfast up in Spring Lake, Michigan, and he asked me if I would edit Pipeline. And I did. I'd never edited a book before, but I've done a lot of writing in my life, military materials and things. And I had already read Backslide that he gave me a copy of, and I was just enthralled with Pipeline. Pipeline takes place totally here in West Michigan, and it's just an amazing adventure book. So I edited that book. I added a few things, the rear cover and things like that, and that's where we formed a partnership, and it's been a great one, just fantastic.
One of the themes you guys created, at least when I first met you, was that everybody should consider writing a book.
Oh, definitely.
Why do you think that?
Well, I think, and it goes along with somewhat of PTSD, but it's just mainly a person capturing a story. And in our last event, I asked the audience, I said, did your parents, did your dad, your grandfather ever tell you a story? And I got almost unanimous shaking heads. And I said, then write it down. Capture that story. Live your memories. And you don't have to write the great American novel on your first try. Most people don't like to write because they're afraid of somebody not liking it. And that's wrong. Capture your stories.
Good point. Steve, what's your perspective?
Well, in my case, I was never in harm's way. I mean, in the Navy, you sit offshore and push buttons. So I kind of went at it from a different angle, from the PTSD angle, although my wife is a psychiatrist, and so we've discussed that issue quite often. Some of her clients certainly suffer from such thing, and a couple of my children do as well, having served over in Iraq. What I wanted to do was to create a story that really honored our veterans and really honored the things that just normal people go through, in flyover country. And so I sought to craft a story that would accomplish that. And hopefully I'd done that and I'd made it realistic. And it's a common man theme story, and as the whole series is, a Backslide, Pipeline, and then eventually Downriver, the trilogy. So that's what I seek to do, is to really give both entertainment, but also something that touches on the very real experiences of people who have been there, done that, who have seen the elephant and heard the owl.
Okay. And you just sat down and wrote it. And how long did that take?
Well, the backslide, a couple of years, learning the craft took a little, you know, extended the time period a bit. And then Pipeline, I had Pipeline pretty well storyboarded. And that one took a solid year to write it. And then, of course, with Colonel Bill Dietz's help, getting it properly edited, and his wordsmithing also helped improve the story as well. That about a year for Pipeline. And then the final book, Downriver, is storyboarded right now. And when I get to that one, that should only take about a year.
So the bottom line, folks, is you can write a story. You can write a book. It can be fiction. It can be whatever you want. And if you just sit down and do it, hey, these two vets did it, and neither one of them were authors. You can do it. And we're out of time. Steve, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you, bro.
Oh, Colonel Gillum, it's been a pleasure. And again, a big shout out to our military community. I'm talking to you from just a few miles down the road from the Joint Base Lewis and McChord, and hope to get up there and meet those folks and pass out some books up there, too. So thank you very much, sir.
My pleasure. Bill, thanks for being here today.
Thank
you,
sir.
This is the beginning of a friendship.
You betcha.
And gentlemen, thank you both for your service to our nation. I'm Colonel Denny Gillum. Next up, it's time for our weekly mailbag. Then it's military history time. You reported for duty to Front Lines of Freedom. Stand tall, troops. Get a bench and some good weights. You should be up to about 100 pounds by now. Do 60 bench presses. I want you combat ready. Then stand at ease.
Hoorah!
Why would a U.S. soldier in combat be jailed for shooting the enemy? I mean, isn't that why we send our troops into combat? Yet a number of our troops are or have been in military prison for murder for killing our enemies. The problem is confusing rules of engagement and some of our leaders who lack the courage to stand up for their troops. United American Patriots stands up for these troops. Check UnitedPatriots.org. That's UnitedPatriots.org.
Ready for a great day on the boat?
Oh, yeah. Hand me that cooler, will you?
Okay. That everything?
Food, sunscreen, tackle, bait, life jackets?
Nah, we won't need them.
Yeah, but I kind of promised my wife.
No, life jacket. That's a deal breaker, Robert.
Yeah, and I promised my daughter.
Come on, Daddy.
Hand me one of those life jackets, will you?
Yeah.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the women who nag you. love you.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is bobburnspeaks.com. Please tune in to Living Consciously, where myself and my co-host will entertain you, inform you, and educate you in certain modalities. Living consciously is something that we really must learn to do, because that way you'll know what's going on around you. This show can be heard at 2 p.m. every Friday on huntertonchamberradio.com. Thank you.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This program is brought to you by Joe Peters at Coldwell Banker, certified USAA Real Estate Rewards Network agent.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum. This is the final formation for this week on Front Lines of Freedom. Okay, team, it's mailbag time. I welcome comments from you, our listeners. Do send your thoughts to me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com or on Facebook. Skip, what's the first one?
Paul from Kentucky wants to know how our so-called conservative executive branch is still paying for sex change operations in our military. Sex change operations sure don't make our military more battle-ready.
Paul, you are right on, and we're still allowing women into close combat units, like infantry and special ops units. It appears that our Pentagon's leadership is still very politically correct in these areas. They need to be changed to a combat-ready focus. I hope our president will do that.
Pat from Wyoming was amazed by the interview with the WASP lady pilot. He'd heard just a little about them, but this interview opened his eyes on the matter.
Pat, during World War II, our whole nation went to war, not just our military, and women stepped up and did jobs that were once exclusively for men. Indeed, my mother was the California Highway Patrol's first female dispatcher. Well, you know, gents, before we get to military history, the other day I was thinking about my life 50 years ago. I was in Vietnam. I had turned over command of my rifle company and had been transferred to the division headquarters, where I would work on the G3 operations staff in the Tactical Operations Center. I ended up running the night shift, keeping track of all the tactical operations going on throughout the 18,000-man division. While I was there, I met the division aviation officer, a major who was obviously a pilot. He had just come from an assignment as the personal pilot for our 4-star general in Vietnam. The general had decided he wanted to be able to fly himself and got himself sent to flight school and came back a qualified pilot. Nonetheless, he was not permitted to fly except when accompanied by a certified flight instructor, which my friend was. One day, the general got to the chopper before my friend and had it running. A word of insight here. When flying a helicopter, the tail rotor's pitch is controlled by two pedals on the floor. There's no resistance to the pedals. You can push either one to the floor with your finger. Okay, the general's in the pilot seat, and he complains that the foot pedals are sticky. There's something wrong with them. My friend asks the general to take both feet off the pedals, and the general does. Now he tells the general to put one foot on one of the pedals. The general did and went right to the floor. There was nothing wrong with it. It seems our good general was so nervous about flying, his legs were tense and were pushing down with both feet at the same time. He was resisting himself. It's always nice to have a funny story about a senior officer.
Colonel, I can assure you that enlisted men never tell funny stories about senior officers, ever.
You know, the look in your eye tells me that there might be an exception to that at some point.
Well, maybe a colonel or two.
Okay, now it's time for military history. Lead out, Skip.
On 26 July 1863, during the Civil War, Confederate cavalry leader John Hunt Morgan and 360 of his men were captured at Salineville, Ohio, during a spectacular raid on the North. Morgan's final raid began on July 2, 1863, when he and 2,400 troopers headed for the Ohio River. Morgan hoped to divert the attention of Union General Rosecrans, who was driving for Chattanooga. He reached the river on July 8 using stolen steamboats to ferry his force across to Indiana. For 2.5 weeks, Morgan rampaged through Indiana and Ohio, feigning toward Cincinnati, then riding across southern Ohio. He met little resistance. With Union cavalry in hot pursuit, Morgan headed for Pennsylvania. For over a week, they spent 21 hours per day in the saddle. At Pomeroy, Ohio, the Yankees caught up with Morgan and captured 800 of his men. He and the remaining troopers were forced further north, and on July 26, the exhausted men were forced to surrender.
I can't imagine 21 hours a day in the saddle, even for one day.
No, I can't, and you don't hear a whole lot about battles being fought in Indiana in the Civil War.
But apparently there were a few.
Yeah.
Well, on 27 July 1909, Orville Wright tested the U.S. Army's first airplane, flying himself and a passenger for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds over Fort Myer, Virginia. And that's military history for today. Skip, it's Armed America Report time. What do you have this week?
All of us here at Front Lines of Freedom want our listeners to get trained and get armed in that order. We fully support the right to keep and bear arms for all law-abiding families, and we encourage you to find out about the laws governing use of deadly force in your state and follow them to the letter. And, of course, don't forget to follow the rules of safety and common sense whenever you're carrying a firearm to protect the ones you love. What's the story this week, Colonel?
Well, earlier this month, a woman in Dallas, Texas, rescued two toddlers after a man jumped into her SUV and tried to drive away with them. Michelle Booker Hicks jumped into the passenger seat and ordered the man to stop the car. When he refused, she reached into the glove box, pulled out a gun, and shot him in the head, causing him to drive into a utility pole. Michelle Booker Hicks said she was paying for gas at a Shell gas station about 10 p.m. when the suspect climbed inside her SUV and tried to carjack the car with her two little boys. Booker Hicks told KDFW, "I should have emptied the whole clip, but I didn't. I just wanted to give him a warning shot. That's it. I'm not a killer or anything like that, but I believe in defending what's mine." The woman and the children were uninjured. The man was transported to a hospital. His injuries were not considered life-threatening. He will be charged with kidnapping, breaking and entering, and robbery.
Thanks, Colonel. This story really puzzled me for a couple of reasons, so I went online and did some more research. Here's what I found out. First, the mom left her two sons, ages 2 and 4, alone in the car with the keys still in the ignition while she went into the store to pay for her gas. This is a huge mistake. Yes, she did a brave thing and rescued her children, but in my opinion, all she did was manage to recover her own fumble. Never, ever, ever leave your children alone in the car, even while parked in your own driveway. There are way too many stories of children being kidnapped. I understand it's inconvenient to unbuckle the kids, haul them out of the car, and take them inside with you, but it's worth the time and effort simply because it can save the lives of the kids you love. And second, why did she leave a loaded gun in an unlocked glove box in the car with two small children inside? This is another really bad mistake that could end tragically with the death of small children. Always keep your guns locked up and inaccessible to unauthorized people when they are not attached to your person. This can be easily done by purchasing a mobile pistol safe that can be cabled to the car seat. They cost around $150. One of my favorites is the Hornady Rapid Safe System, and you can find it online with a simple internet search. The safe opens in less than a second by using RFID technology. Radio frequency identification uses electromagnetic fields to automatically identify and track tags attached to either a bracelet, key fob, or even a sticker that can be placed on any object like a cell phone or a wallet. Now, having said all that, I applaud the woman's shot selection as she didn't mess around. She went straight for the headshot, which statistically results in immediate incapacitation 3 out of 4 times. Apparently, this was the carjacker's lucky day because while he is in serious condition, he is expected to survive.
And we taxpayers are going to have to pay for a jury trial because she wasn't a little more deadly with her shot.
Maybe she should have emptied the magazine.
Yes. Oh, well. Our movie of the month this month is I'm Staying With My Boys. It's about a World War II hero, Medal of Honor recipient. Please go to the Frontlines of Freedom website, go to the blog and get the link. You can watch it for free. We'll review it at the end of the month, and we want your input. Our book giveaway this week is Steve Elam's Backslide. To get in on the drawing, email me at denny@frontlinesoffreedom.com and put backslide in the subject line. Next week on Frontlines of Freedom, attorney and former Army JAG Bo Bolgiano will return to discuss the situation of our troops who were doing their duty in combat and have been imprisoned for killing the enemy. We'll also talk with Carol Avrett about her wonderful book about a World War II bomber crew that was shot down behind enemy lines, The Coffin Corner Boys, and we'll review the movie of the month with Diane Raver.
Thank you, friends, for joining us for Frontlines of Freedom today and every week on this great station. Please check us out on Facebook and add your comments. And if you missed any part of this show, hey, all our shows are available on demand at frontlinesoffreedom.com. We especially thank our military listeners for serving our country with honor and dignity and for keeping us all safe. God bless you and your families as you serve.
I'm Colonel Danny Gillum. Thank you, listeners all across America, for joining us in the foxholes on the front lines of freedom. Join me next week for military and veteran information that you won't get anywhere else on the front lines of freedom. Dismissed.
Spartan Ash is a proud sponsor of Frontlines of Freedom, and we would like to thank all listeners for their support of and service to our country. Spartan Ash is committed to supporting our veterans as they transition out of the service and back into the workforce. As a veteran-friendly employer, Spartan Ash is committed to hiring, training, and retaining those who served our country.
Learn how your skills and experience can be put to use at Spartan Ash and begin your civilian career with us. Learn more at spartannash.com/careers.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
This report is brought to you by Nature Valley. Summer is finally here, and it's time for families to trade in some screen time for green time. And there is no better time to get outdoors as a family and do some good, too. From now through the end of August, Nature Valley is kicking off its Summer of a Million Miles Challenge, which encourages families across the nation to get outdoors and collectively hike, walk, or run a million miles. And the best part is that it's easy to join. Simply download the Map My Hike app, go to the Challenge tab, and join the Nature Valley Million Miles Challenge. Log your hikes to earn badges and rewards. Wherever your hikes take you this summer, be sure to pack Nature Valley granola bars to keep you fueled for the trail ahead, and share your snaps using hashtag NatureValleyHikeAMillion. For more details, visit naturevalley.com/hikeamillion. That's naturevalley.com/hikeamillion.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is participating in a roundtable with supporters in Kansas City, Missouri. Earlier today, the president spoke at the VFW National Convention.
For more than a century, the VFW has represented American heroes who promoted American values, and they did so with honor. You are the universal symbol of the patriotic pride that beats loudly in every single American heart. We don't apologize for America anymore. We stand up for America. We stand up for the patriots who defend America.
The Trump administration is expected to announce $12 billion in aid as part of an emergency package to help farmers affected by tariffs on their crops. Among the latest reports, pork producers and soybean growers are among the hardest hit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
One of the former intelligence officials who could lose their security clearances responds to a threat from the White House. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's considering taking those clearances away because the group
politicized and in some cases monetized their public service and security clearances.
One of those former officials is former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who says he believes it's retribution for speaking out.
Retribution, I suppose, for speaking out against the president, which I think are on the part of all of us, are born out of genuine concerns.
Clapper telling CNN he thinks it's petty politics. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
With more insight on that story, Greg Schaefer is a former FBI agent. He says there's one thing people have to remember when they have their security clearance.
Having a security clearance is not a right, it's a privilege.